Greetings. Today is Yom Yerushalayim, and as we enter Shabbat together, we leave behind us the 53rd anniversary of the reunification of Yerushalayim, which is celebrated this year, obviously in subdued tones, but still with Hallel and with great celebration. And a week from today begins Shavuot. And as such, Shavuot is the onset of the season of the mitzvah of Bikurim, which lasts all summer, all the way till Sukkot or Hanukkah. And the Yerushalmi tells us that when the people would come up and bring their Bikurim to Yerushalayim, they would recite a psalm that is associated for many of us with Yom Yerushalayim, and it's a psalm about coming to Yerushalayim, Mizmor Kuf Chaf Bet. I just want to take a look at a couple things at the beginning of Mizmor Kuf Chaf Bet, which I think speak very much to our hearts and the way that we feel about Yerushalayim. So we'll take a look at the first three psukim. Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid, Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beit Adonai Nelech. So I rejoiced when they told me, let us go to the house of Hashem. Notice that the first reaction that someone has when they hear about Yerushalayim is simcha. Yerushalayim is a source of happiness, such a source of happiness for us, that in the great oath taken in Bavel, we swore that we would not allow anything to become a greater source of happiness than Yerushalayim. Im lo alet Yerushalayim al rosh simchati. And indeed, at the moments of our greatest happiness, we always reserve a piece of our emotion for Yerushalayim and recognize that Yerushalayim is the chief among our sources of happiness. So, samachti. Secondly, ba'omrim li. When people said to me, the minute that people said, let's go to Yerushalayim, I already got excited. The third thing that happens in this pasuk that's interesting is Ba'omrim Li, they said it to me, and what did they say? Beit Adonai Nelech, let us go to the house of Hashem. Meaning, we go immediately, the minute we talk about Yerushalayim, we move immediately from the Li to the Nelech, from the individual living by himself to the Nelech, to let us go together. Yerushalayim has a phenomenal ability to unify, to bring people together, to be a hub of Jewish life. Think about how many times we've gone to Yerushalayim as a visit, or when we've been there for an extended period of time and walked in the street and bumped into all sorts of people who may be neighbors from right around the corner here in Chutz Laaretz, or who may be people we haven't seen in many years. Yerushalayim is where we all come to meet, so we all come together. So the Li becomes the Nelech. Notice that the person speaking here is out of town somewhere. He says, I rejoiced when they told me it's time to come, for us to go to Yerushalayim. Let's all go to Yerushalayim. Let's all go to Beit Hashem. The very next word is Omdot. Now notice, Yerushalayim here evokes two opposite kind of feelings. One of Nelech, of movement, of dynamic, of growth, of change, and the other is Omdot, of standing still, of stability, of something static, of something that's reliable and that's eternal. And that indeed is part of the heart and soul of Yerushalayim, of that beautiful synthesis or overlay of constant change, of constant growth, of constant development, along with absolute stability, of absolute eternity. Secondly, in this phrase, the person says, Nelech, wherever they are, however far away they are, they say, let's go. And the very next thing that they notice is, there they are in Yerushalayim. It may take forever to get plans together, to get preparations together, to get equipment together. But the minute you're on your journey, you turn around and boom, there you are. Omdot hayu raglenu. Our legs were standing. The next piece that we see in this pasuk is Omdot hayu raglenu sharayich Yerushalayim, is we were standing in, our legs were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim. We normally speak to people. We speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak to congregations. We don't speak to things. We don't speak to places. But Yerushalayim is alive. And we speak to Yerushalayim. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim. Omdotir aglenim sh'arayich Yerushalayim. Al chomotayich ifkadeti shomrim. We speak to Yerushalayim as a living person, as someone we interact with in the second person. We were standing in your gates, O Yerushalayim. And then the third pasuk, and the last one we'll look at here, is we exclaim when we see Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim habinuya, the built-up Yerushalayim, ke'ir shechubra la yachdav, a city that has been put together, that has been joined together as one. What does this mean? Every commentator has a different take on it. Wide range of meanings here. The interesting is that the Midrash Tashchaz, as we call it, the Midrash of 1967, of how this pasuk was re-understood, may actually go back to its original meaning. Its original meaning may refer to the fact that Yerushalayim Ir David, which was the old Yerushalayim, and there was a city to its slight north and to its west, which we think of as the Jewish quarter of the old city. It was called Ha'ir HaElyonah. At several times in history, the wall of Ir David was extended to include it. And so it may be that that's what the intent here was, a city that has been joined together, the two parts of the city have been joined. The Midrash of 1967 took the exact same tack. Ki'ir shechubra layachtav, you look at Yerushalayim for anybody old enough. I'm not old enough, but for people who are old enough to remember the Mandelbaum Gate and to remember the division between the new and the old, between East Yerushalayim and West Yerushalayim, between the old city and the new city, between the Israeli side and what at the time was the Jordanian side, and then was able to see gloriously that Shavuot, the first time people went down en masse, 1 week after the city became ours. And to say Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachdav, it is a city that has been drawn together, that has been unified, that has been brought as one, and Shechubra LaYachdav, as one of the Mefarshim says, She'osa Kol Yisrael Chaverim, a city that joins all of the Jewish people together and brings them and unifies them. The simplistic way of looking at that phrase belies the reality. It's not a city that unifies. The opposite, it's a city that divides. It's a city that raises passions so that people disagree. But Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachdav, on a deeper level, may mean it's a city that we are all drawn together. We can all that we all drawn to, and we can all recognize that we feel passionately about Yerushalayim and what happens in Yerushalayim. And as a result of that, because of that tremendous passion, care, and concern, and idealism that we all bring to our vision of Yerushalayim, the reality is that there will be disagreements. In Yirtzeh Hashem, we learn how to have those disagreements be in a civil way, in a way that respects each other's positions, in a way that makes room for all the different approaches, so that we can all say, Samachti ba'omrim li, Beit Adonai Nelech, and immediately realize, Omdot hayu raglenu b'sha'arayich Yerushalayim. Zeh hayom asa Adonai, Nagila v'nismachavo, Shabbat Shalom.